Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning and welcome to you and our radio audience. We're thankful for your tuning in and we hope that you'll listen for the duration of the program. We intend to speak on the things found in God's holy inspired word. So if at any time you have a question or a comment concerning something that we say, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject that you'd like for us to spend time and study on the program, please let us hear from you. You can contact me at the address given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastabbotville.org. In Ephesians 5, verses 11 and 12, do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them. For it is disgraceful even to speak of things which are done by them in secret. You know, it's very little that is considered disgraceful or shameful in our nation anymore. Have we become so like ancient Judah, having lost the ability to be ashamed or to blush over abominations that once were thought unmentionable? It was in that Jeremiah 8 and verse 12. Not so very long ago, it was shameful even to mention the subject of homosexuality in polite company, but times have changed. Today, forces of evil are at work in our nation to present homosexuality as a normal and acceptable alternate lifestyle, and this movement is having great success on every front. In order for the gay agenda to have success in our country, it has to have four things: politics, the news media, the entertainment industry, and religion. No movement in the history of this country has been pushed into the forefront of the public eye quicker by fewer people and with more effectiveness than the homosexual agenda. The homosexual agenda truly controls politics. In 2014, 8 years ago, there were 19 states that had legal same-sex marriages. 31 states, including Alabama and Tennessee, banned same-sex marriages. In that year, President Barack Obama, who was then president, he was against gay marriage in 2004 and in 2008. But he came out in favor of same-sex marriage in 2012. The homosexual agenda, let us understand this. What I said in 2014, today, same-sex marriage is legal in all 50 states. So again, nothing has been pushed into the forefront of the public eye quicker by fewer people and with more effectiveness than the homosexual agenda. In just 8 years, we've gone from 19 to 50. The homosexual agenda controls the news media. If the news media can find a story where they can portray homosexuality in a favorable light, they do it. Those of us that oppose homosexuality as immoral, we are portrayed as being unenlightened, backward buffoons, filled with hate and animosity, even if we express our love for all sinners. And the homosexual agenda controls the entertainment industry. Most primetime television dramas all across the networks have at least a token homosexual, and some are featured characters. Homosexuals are in commercials now. Hollywood has known for a long time that if they can get society to laugh at it, they can get society to accept it. And two, the homosexual agenda is working hard to control religion in our country with considerable success. The Metropolitan Community Church is a denomination primarily for gays and lesbians. It boasts of 300 congregations, with a total membership of over 40,000 in 37 countries. The nation's largest Presbyterian organization, the Presbyterian Church USA, which boasts of 1.76 million members, has voted to allow gay marriages. In 2012, the Episcopalian Church fully authorized same-gender relationships, and they openly appointed a gay bishop in 2003. Since 2011, the United Methodist has been in a war over this issue from the Internal Reconciling Members Network, who are pushing for gay marriage acceptance. Maxie Dunn said, "We are divided already." She's the one that helped to organize the conservative opposition, the Wesleyan Covenant Network. Even the conservative Southern Baptist Church, the Southern Baptist Convention, takes a strong stand against homosexuality, and it yet has not been unaffected. It was early in 2014, a Southern Baptist conference preacher in California broke with the convention and its stance against homosexuality after his son, quote, came out of the closet, end of quote. The congregation split as a result. I think it's telling that the preacher and his family were invited to the White House in June of 2014, but there's more. Pepperdine University in Malibu, California, has long been a left-leaning school associated with mainline institutional churches of Christ. In 2013, Pepperdine University began offering scholarships to lesbians, gays, bisexuals, transgenders, LGBT. And they departed under pressure from its original stance against homosexuality that was published in its student's handbook. In 2011, Harding University in Searcy, Arkansas, had to deny access on its internet to a gay website which described, quote, the state of the gay at Harding University, end of quote. The university has taken a strong stance against homosexuality, but the problem they face was and is real. Florida College, whose board administration and faculty is made up of Christians from conservative, non-institutional churches, they were denied employee matching funds from General Electric because of their strong stance against homosexuality. GE told Florida College, and I quote, "Our records indicate that your organization was rejected due to the following discriminatory information found on your website. Homosexuality is not acceptable," end of quote. IBM threatened to do what GE did, and I'm not sure whether they followed through or not. Too numerous to mention are local churches that have had to deal with individual cases of homosexuality and the aftermath. Again, no movement in the history of this country has been pushed into the forefront of the public eye quicker, by fewer people, and with more effectiveness than the homosexual agenda. For all of these reasons and more, we have to talk about the subject of homosexuality, whether we want to or not. So, with the faith that the Bible is God's Word, that its message is relevant to our times, and that it is our guide in all things, what does the Bible say about the subject of homosexuality? God loves all sinners, so much so that he sent his son into the world to die, John 3:16, and that without regard to the specific sin each sinner has committed. As a disciple of Jesus, making every effort to be conformed into his image, as Romans 8 verse 29 teaches, we are called upon to love as he, Christ, loved. This means that we must remember how love behaves. We can go to 1 Corinthians 13 and read verses 4 through 8 and see how love behaves and treat the homosexual accordingly. There's no justification, then, for gay bashing, for hate speech, although, you know, some might put today's program into that category. Nor do I see any room for being rude or acting unkind. The very foundation of the Great Commission in Matthew 28:18-20 and Mark 16:15-16 rests on the basis that God wants all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. 1 Timothy 2:4. So as a disciple of Jesus, I am called upon to speak the truth, His truth, in love. Ephesians 4:15. True love does not mean that I accept, nor that I embrace the homosexual in his relations. That's deception and that's destruction. True love for the homosexual demands that I plead with him or her without compromise to accept the truth of God's word. God rained destruction upon the city of Sodom because of its homosexual conduct. Jude mentions it in his book in verse 7, and we read of the account in Genesis 19:1-29. Notice, God destroyed this city, and its story is recorded in the Bible as an example to future generations. In Leviticus 18:22, Moses said, "You shall not lie with a male as you lie with a female. It is an abomination." And likewise, New Testament instruction is clear. We don't have time to read it, but Romans 1:18-32, 1 Corinthians 6:9-11, and 1 Timothy 2:9-11. God hates homosexual behavior. One that's engaged in such cannot be a Christian, nor can they go to heaven. God is long-suffering, God is patient, and God loves you, but if you're a practicing homosexual, God's message is clear. 2 Peter 3:9, God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God's message is clear. Repent. And God promised in 1 Corinthians 10:13, no temptation has overtaken you but such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but will, with the temptation, provide the way of escape also, that you may be able to endure. See, God's promise is threefold. One, He doesn't allow us to be tempted with something unique to us. Two, He doesn't allow us to be tempted with anything beyond our ability to handle. And three, with every temptation, He promises to provide a way of escape. Either God's word is true or it isn't. He promised. Believe it. And from a practical standpoint, many of us have witnessed and seen the changes that homosexuals have made to overcome sinful behavior. Yes, there are support groups that are helping with good success, but we're not have to rest upon some antidote evidence, because the Scriptures teaches this to be the case. 1 Corinthians 6:9, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor homosexuals will inherit the kingdom of God. Such were some of you, but you are washed, you are justified, you are sanctified. Friends, speaking the truth in love, the practice of homosexual is a sin. But like those in Corinth, the homosexual can find washing, sanctification, and justification in Jesus Christ. It's in the precious blood of Jesus that we can have forgiveness, freedom from guilt, peace of mind. Those can only be found in obeying the gospel plan of salvation. Our time is up. Thank you for listening. We hope that you tune in tomorrow. Till then, we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we turn you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbottville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.